wonders of modern technology. Right, tonight's theme, as you'll have seen, is A Place in the Sun. And when I was asked to bring a short message on this theme, my first reaction was about the sun in the sky. That great star that illuminates every single day that we experience. That which is there even on those dull days when we can't see it or even feel it. But what is your view of the sun? I imagine most people just take the sun for granted. As the song tells us, the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. And in general, people like to see the sun and they spend a lot of time and money going on holiday, hoping it will ensure 2 weeks of uninterrupted sunshine. But not in my case. I try to avoid the sun as much as possible. I don't really get a tan, I just go red. And if I do get out in the sun, I burn very easily. In fact, as some of you here will be able to testify, on a church holiday in Wales a few years ago, we went to the beach. And as is my custom, I sat near the rocks, out of the sun, and read a book while the others frolicked in the sea. Unfortunately, I was so engrossed in the book I didn't notice that the sun had moved round, and my bare feet were in full sun. And I had a case of severely sunburnt feet, and that just reinforced my determination to keep away from the sun. But the sun in the sky is essential to life on Earth, and most people don't have my aversion to it. And our calendar is based upon the cycles of the sun. Our seasons are determined by it. And the Bible has a great deal to say about this celestial body that has such an effect and on which our very lives depend. Tonight I'd also like to quote a scripture that tells us about another very important sun. And that's Malachi chapter 4 verses 1 and 2. And I'm reading from the Message version. But for you, sunrise, the sun of righteousness will dawn on those who honour my name, healing radiating from its wings. You will be bursting with energy like colts frisky and frolicking, and you'll trump on the wicked. There will be nothing but ashes under your feet on that day. The God of the angel armies says so. And that sun of righteousness that's mentioned there is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that rising sun that will dawn on all who honour the name of God. And it opens up a whole host of possibilities. But I am constrained to 10 minutes, so I'll only mention two of those. The sun of righteousness brings light where there was darkness. And when we have light, we can see. Jesus helps us to see things as they really are. He makes sense out of things. He opens our eyes to truth. He said to Pontius Pilate, "For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate mocked him and said, "What is truth?" And unfortunately, this is the tragic and cynical cry of our age. What is truth? Not because there's a passion for truth, but because there is so much scepticism that any such thing exists at all. You only have to watch the dramas and the soaps on TV to see this. Throughout most of them, lying and hiding things is the main course of action. And characters lie about situations, about each other, and this leads to further problems and further lying and hiding. And most dramas on TV would struggle to have a plot if everyone told the truth. And the effect of this is moral and intellectual and personal and family bankruptcy. Why do so many families come apart? It's because they have no anchor of truth. The husband and father has no clear vision of why he or his children exist. And so all he can do is pass on a few tips on how to make more money or stay healthy. And the emptiness gets deeper and deeper with each unbelieving generation. But Jesus is the light of the world. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He brings sense and meaning out of absurdity, and he encourages us to discover the truth. But the Son of Righteousness also brings security where there was danger. The second thing implied by his being a rising sun is that he brings security where there's danger. When it's dark, there is more danger because you can't see the path in front of you. You might fall off a cliff or trip over a log or bang your head against a branch. Most people are afraid of the dark, but it's not because of what the dark holds. It's because they can't see what is about them. Their imagination gets to work and they become fearful. But when the sun finally rises, light floods in and you can see all about you and you can move with security. And that's the way it is with Jesus. Again and again he points the way to go. He shows up the danger and the foolishness of the many choices we have to make. He guards us from many evil forces that only have power in the dark. So when Jesus comes into the world, he comes as a sun. He is light in the darkness of confusion and ignorance and skepticism. He gives a fixed point of truth in a world where every standard seems to have come unstuck. And in doing this, he guards us from destroying our lives and he keeps us safe. So do you want to keep on struggling in the dark, afraid of the things you can't see or understand? Or do you want to live subject to the lies, distortions, and false standards of this world? Or do you want to live in the light? Do you want to live in the truth? Do you want to clearly see the way to go? Well then, honour God, serve him, and the Sun of Righteousness will surely rise in your life. You will then be bursting with energy, like colts frisky and frolicking. Or as the NIV puts it, you will leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will be able to take your place in the sun. The Sun of Righteousness will dawn in your life. Amen. Thank you.